from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. 10 Turkish human rights activists who were detained by police while attending a training workshop appeared before a court in Istanbul on Monday to face possible charges. Andrew Gardner is Amnesty International's Turkey researcher. He said this kind of thing has never happened to Amnesty International anywhere in the world in its entire history.
Proper procedure is going to be followed, then these people will be released immediately. But what we've seen countless occasions, unfortunately, in these type of cases, is that people have been put in pretrial prison custody. That can't be allowed to happen.
Amnesty said the 10 are being investigated for membership in an armed terrorist organization. The Turkish parliament voted Monday to extend the state of emergency by 3 months, nearly a year after the state of emergency was implemented in the wake of a failed coup attempt. Earlier Monday, the prime minister's office had asked parliament to extend the state of emergency, which was due to expire on Wednesday. About 250 people were killed and more than 2,000 others injured last year when a disgruntled army faction commandeered tanks and warplanes in an effort to overthrow President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after 15 years in power. 35 coup organizers were also killed. The government has arrested 50,000 people and fired 100,000 civil servants. 34 soldiers are missing after their ship capsized off Cameroon during a supply mission to the Bakassi Peninsula. Three of the crew of 37 were rescued after the capital capsized Sunday morning off the coast of Dobunsha. This is VOA News from Washington. The European